From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, May 28th at 8:55, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And grain futures are higher today. We did see a little short covering in the beans yesterday, and that has continued in the overnight trade, backing off just a little bit so far this morning. Crude yesterday made a five-week low, and it has rebounded again this morning, too. So that's probably a bit supportive on the corn and the beans. Rains are coming from Kansas into Nebraska and South Dakota. A very dry area should help with spring crop emergence. We did see economic report out this morning that showed continuing inflation and probably growing inflation, highest in 3 years. Crush margins continue to be strong. That's probably very supportive on the bean side of things, but also products are working higher. Right now, we see the July corn futures at 455 and a quarter. That's up 2 3/4. December 480 and 3/4, up 3 1/4, and March at 495 and 1/2, good carry there, up 3 1/4 cents. July soybeans 1191 and 3/4, up 6.5 cents. November's at 1187 and 3/4, up 6 1/4. January $12.12 and a penny, up 6 3/4. Meal futures are up about $2.50. Bean oil futures pretty flat this morning, down 8 points in the nearby July at 75.17. On the wheat side of things, we've had really devastating crop conditions for the hard red and a little bit on the soft red winter wheat, but we're a little lower this morning in the hard red winter wheat in Chicago, the soft wheat. July 6.24, up a penny and a half. December 6.56 and 3/4, up 1 cent. On the livestock side of things, we had a nice rally yesterday in the live cattle and the feeder cattle. I really don't know why, but we were stronger. Cash market looks to be barely steady so far this week. Right now, we see the June live cattle at 251.47. That's up a nickel. October at 233.92 is a nickel lower. On the feeders, August feeders at 353.85, down 77. October's at 348.12, down 35 cents. Hogs also accompanied the cattle higher yesterday. Looks to me like a place to do some selling. We've got the June live hogs at 96.45, down $1.15. July's at 101.35, down 77. These outside markets have been all over the place. But the crude oil is up $2.13 at 90.84 on the nearby July. It's got the metals markets lower this morning with the gold down about $26, silver down about $1.50. On the dollar index, 99.15, that's on the nearby June, that's down about 0.01. Watch these markets. Tomorrow's the last trading day for the month. Oftentimes we see position squaring going into the Friday of a calendar month. Next Monday is June 1. Hard to think. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thanks so much, Ellen. Have a great rest of your day and a good weekend. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we should see mostly sunny skies today with a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 56 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 79 degrees. And on Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 80 degrees. 1A is next on AM 580 and Classic Mornings with Vicky Geronimo on FM 90.9. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.